when Rav Chisda tells the brother of Mori Bar Isaac, Shapir Kamalach, that he doesn't recognize you, Shenemba Vayaki Yosefes Echav, Vehem Loihikiru, that when Yosef meets his brothers for the first time, so the Pasuk says that Yosef recognized the brothers, but the brothers didn't recognize Yosef. And the reason is, Chazal say, because Melamed Shneyotze B'loi Chisei Mazakin, Yosef, when he left, so he was a Megillach, he left B'loi Chisei Mazakin, but Uba, at this point, he already had a Chisei Mazakin, as opposed to the brothers. They had Chisei Mazakin when they left, they still had Chisei Mazakin when they returned, and as a result, you see there's an Indian of sometimes you know someone when he's younger, and then you meet him when he's older, you don't necessarily recognize the person. So Mari Bar Yisak was right for saying that I don't recognize my brother. Either way. So on this Indian, of Ayaku Yosef es Echa Vehem Lo Yekiru Melami Chiyotze B'lo Yechsim Ezokin Ubaba Chsim Ezokin, two Aras. The first Aras is the Rashbam of an art in Parshas Miketz on that Pasuk asks that we know the Gemara says Masech Tizkin Daf Chav Gimel, it's Gemara Chulin, it's the topic of a lot of raid bites. There's something called Tfias Ayin Dekoil. A person can know who someone else is without seeing him, simply by hearing his voice. Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil is a real thing. It's brought down in Halacha. The Gemara says, how's the Suma allowed to be Meshamish Mitasay Im Ishtai? He doesn't know that really she's his wife. Rav Sheshes, who was a Suma, said it's because of Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil. We've mentioned in the past, Machloikis Ksois Sivis and Chayshamish Batsimin Pei Aleph, with regards to using Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil in Hilchas Eidos. Can you use Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil? The Aguna Shailas, Kiyodua, this was something that was used. But the bottom line is, there's something called Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil that has ramifications in Halacha. So, Freik der Rashbam, it's very good that Yosef HaTzadik initially didn't have a Chisim HaZakin, and now he had a Chisim HaZakin. But why was it Vehem Lo Yekiru? Why did they not recognize Yosef based on his Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil? So the Rashbam says like this, it's the middle of the piece. V'gam min ha'koil lo hayu makirin oisai, ki al yedei miturgimin hayu medaberi mohen. Because Yosef HaTzadik wasn't talking directly to the brothers. Ki d'chsiv, the pasuk says, ki ha'melitz bein oisai. And being that he wasn't talking directly to them, he was talking dorech ha'miturgimin, so for that reason, there was no tefiyas ayin dekoil. I saw Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher in his Torah Shleima, he says that it sounds a little bit from this Rashbam, a chiddush l'alacha, and that is that the only time Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil works is if you're speaking the same language. But if you're not speaking the same language, there's no Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil. And the reason is because Pasha, the way we visualize what was happening is Yosef was standing in front of the brothers, but there was a translator, there was an interpreter, because they weren't Kolaymar speaking the same language. They were, but officially they weren't. But really, they were in the presence of each other. So the brothers hear Yosef talking to the interpreter. So why does it make a difference that there was a meturgimen that was medaber imam? Who cares? At the end of the day, they heard his voice. Zoktov Kasha could be shteiton der Rashbam echidish la'alocha, that the only time there's something called tfiyas ayin dekoil is if you're speaking the same language. But if you're not speaking the same language, you don't have tfiyas ayin dekoil. But Akuparim, the Rashbam asked this Kasha. Freik the Rashbam, that I don't understand the heim lo yikiru because of the chsim hazakin, tepek leit tfiyas ayin dekoil. Zokt the Rashbam, ki al yedei meturgim en hoi medabir imam ki dechsiv ki hamelitz beinoisam. But the emes is, as it relates to the Iker Kasha, there's already precedents that we can shtel to. Everyone knows the Ramban in Parshas Toldos, where Yaakov Avinu, he puts on the begadim of Esav when he went to steal the Bechaira. And the reason he did that was because he was concerned, Ulay Yemusheni Avi, Vehoyisi Be'enov Kimisateya, Vehevesi Olay Klol of Eloi Bracha. My whole objective is to get Bracha. And I'm worried that instead of getting Bracha, what I'm going to end up getting is Klol. Freg, the Ramban, Vanitameya. It's such a chiddush to me. It's a wunder. Heichloi pachad mihekar akol. Yaakov Avinu goes, and Yaakov Avinu puts on the begadim of Esav. Why? Because ulai yimusheni avi. What about his kol? He was going to talk to him. So if he was going to talk to him, he was going to recognize him anyways by the kol. And says the Rabban, v'chol bnei adam nikarim b'kayla. We know people can be recognized by their voice. K'maysh amru razal. Heich suma mutab ishtoi. V'heich bnei adam mutarim b'nei shaseim b'alayla. Elu b'tfiyas ayin d'kol. The instamina yadam akirin, and if a regular person says the Rabban, Mayir be Yitzchok, Hechochom, the Haboki, the Hakir ben Bonov, Shetirle be Emes Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil, says the Rabban, you have to say one of two terutzim. One terutz is maybe they had the same voice. They were twins. they were twins, so it's very possible that they sounded the same. And could be there was no way for Yitzchak to discern whether he's talking to Yaakov or whether he's talking to Esav. Inami says the Ramban, Oy, shayim mishanoi koiloi ledaber kilshoin ochet. Maybe what he did was, is he changed his voice, did Yaakov, to sound like Esav. Ki yesh bibnei adam yoidam lasis kein. There are people that know how to impersonate other people. This is a fach. And it's shayach to do this. And maybe Yaakov had this talent. He had the ability to do this. As it relates to the Rashbam's kasha, Ulai, what happened to the Tfiyas Ayin the Kol? Could be Yosef HaTzadik also had this talent. Yosef was also very talented. Kiyodua. And maybe he knew how to do this. And maybe he changed his voice. And if he changed his voice, if the Ramban says that's the Eitzah for Yaakov when it came to the Bechayra, maybe that's the Eitzah for Yosef HaTzadik as well. Another very obvious sushtel. The Marsha, and this is in Chedushi HaGadis, it's in Perek Yesh Noichlin, it's in Masechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, where the Gemara over there discusses the story with Rachel and Leah, with the Simonim, and it says, in the Pasuk Vayihibi Boiker, it was in the morning, Vihinehi Leah. Yaakov Avinu, in the morning, he discovered that he didn't marry Rachel, but rather, he married Leah, and of course, the reason is because there was Simonim that Yaakov and Rachel had made up between each other because Yaakov understood who he was dealing with, and Rachel ended up in Mesiris Nafsha giving the Simonim to Leah, and as a result, at night, because of the Simonim, he thought it was Rachel. Ablamais in the morning, Vini Hilei. Freik de Marsha, Amayr de Gekasha. He says, I don't understand. What happened to Tfiyas Ayin the Koil? And you see, Tfiyas Ayin the Koil is an Indian when it comes to Tashmish Amita, because that's what Chazal applied it. Heich Suma Mutter. He says, what happens to Tfiyas Ayin the Kol? Says the Marsha Odover Nifla. He says that it could be, El, Al Karchuk, you have to say, Shemesiris HaSimonim, Sheyodo Leah, Lohidim Liyakov, the Simonim that Leah was given, Heim Hitrus Yaakov, Sheloy Lahakira Bekoil. What happened was, Enochinami, Leah sounded like Leah, but being that there was Simonim, the Simonim blinded to a degree Yaakov Avinu, and he was poshed, he was thrown off, because he knew that there was a Simon Muvik over here, that it's going to be Leah. So the Simonim of Leah is what threw him off. Says, Marsha, you ready? Says the Marsha, that's Pshat and Yaakov and Esav also. Avada Yaakov sounded like Yaakov, Esav sounded like Esav, but you know what happens sometimes? You poshed, get thrown off, you get blinded a little bit. So he feels, It's Esav, so good. The voice was off, but it threw him off. And because it threw him off, sometimes Tfiyas Ayin the Kol works when there's nothing throwing you off. But if there's something throwing you off, Zokter Marsha, Tfiyas Ayin the Kol doesn't work anymore. In the case of Rachel and Leah, what was throwing them off? It was the Simonim that was throwing them off. And in the case of Yaakov and Esav, what was throwing them off? Ula Yimushay Niyavi. It was the Bigdei Chamudos that he was wearing. That's what was throwing them off. So there's an Inyan of Tfiyas Ayin the Kol works. A Zokter Marsha is a Chiddush LaHalacha, the Marsha, right? I'm assuming this is brought down in Halach, the Indian of Tfiyas Ayin the Kol. And this is a Chiddush LaHalach. If there's something that could be throwing you off, says the Marsha, tucked away in a Chiddush HaGadol, Kuf Chav Gimel Bava Basra, it could be over there, it's not going to work. In the case of Yosef HaTzadik, it's Poshet over here, there were things throwing him off. In fact, if you take a look at the Cheskuni says, by Yosef, it says, V'heim lo yekiru, Shehoi b'chassim ezokin, quoting our Gemara, U'shmoy nishtane l'tzof nispaneach, there's a lot of things over here that just, it doesn't, like, why would this be Yosef? There was no way in the world it was Yosef. It was like, Allah al-Daitam. And when there's things throwing you off, over there you don't have the halach of Tfiyas Ayin the Kol.